You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current one, Rocket can. Time flies when you're having fun. I've been sitting in this damn studio chair. I haven't even gotten up. Is that healthy, Shep? Is it healthy that I'm sitting down?
You have like 4% body fat, so you can get away with it.
It's true, but yes. By the way, not that anybody gives a damn. My back has been killing me for 2 days. 2 days.
Sorry to hear that.
I think I pulled a muscle in the left side of my back, and oh my God. Maybe that's why I haven't gotten up. But anyway, I'm going to be sitting my ass down with here with you for one more hour. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 p.m. Pacific. How can you listen to the show? It's very simple. You can always lock in on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. Shout outs to all my folks listening on our many CBS Sports Radio affiliates. And then, of course, SiriusXM Channel 158. Everybody locked in on a smart speaker. And then I even know a few people in Europe. They're like, hey, I listen. I'm like, I'm not going to ask, but thank you so much. Outside of Europe, thank you to our friends here in North America. Every corner, every nook, every cranny. When's the last time you heard someone say nook and cranny? I don't know, but I just did. So I don't care where you're at. Thank you for being here. And much love to everybody out there on the road. Be safe and be well. Let's hang out together. I like to drive. I do a lot of driving. And I always look for people to listen to on the radio. I'm like, who can I listen to? It's not going to put my ass to sleep. Hopefully I don't do that here with you for the next hour. And so we've talked about a lot. We talked about Nick Saban. He's a modern day college football Oscar the Grouch. Najee Harris told us so much. We talked about Mike Zimmer. Yeah, former head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. He's now going to work with Deion Sanders as a football analyst at Jackson State. What's up to all my folks in Mississippi? We talked about Derwin James. He now has a new contract, the highest paid safety in NFL history. Another James, LeBron James, he just signed a 2-year, $97 million extension. And then, as I do, every single Wednesday night into Thursday morning, a new top six list. Someone said, why top six? Well, something I've been doing for about a decade now, before I even got on the radio. I was doing top six lists on YouTube. You're damn right I did. Why six? Because it stands out, because it's unique. People are running around doing top 10s and top 5s. Well, I do 6 because I feel like it. And so I gave you a list of NFL coaches who I would absolutely love to coach my team here in 2022. Obviously, there are more than 6 solid head coaches in the NFL. I just gave you the gentleman who I find to be the best of the best right now. Now, and this is debatable. At number 6, here's a quick recap. At number 6, I gave you Kyle Shanahan. At number 5, because of how he utilizes the clock, I gave you Mike Vrabel. At number 4, I gave you someone who has gotten his just due recently. His name is Andy Reid. At number 3, I gave you someone who I believe is one of the best communicators and connectors in just professional sports, in sports, period. His name is Mike Tomlin. At number 2, yes, at number 2, I gave you Bill Belichick. I'm not trying to hand out a Lifetime Achievement Award because I absolutely love Bill Belichick as a head coach. But would he be my number 1 choice for this upcoming season? No. That would fall to someone who just won the Super Bowl. His name is Sean McVay. I know he just got married or he's engaged or something of the like. I don't care. It's none of my business. He needs to find a hobby. This man was handed the head coaching position at 30 years old. He is a prodigy. And if you needed some evidence, I want you to hear the conversation he had with Bryant Gumbel on HBO Sports. Take a listen.
Is it true what I read that you have a photographic memory where plays are concerned?
I think that probably a more accurate thing is I just don't have any balance. So all I really have, you know, the only room I have in my brain
is... No, seriously.
Is
I mean, do
plays.
You really remember?
I remember plays, but it's something that, you know, you're constantly going through it.
Well,
I
let's see. Let's see. last year, week 16, you're playing the Titans.
Yep.
You got the ball second 11 at your own 20. 4:24 left in the second quarter.
4:24 left in the second quarter?
Yeah.
Second and 11, I could probably say when we were going in, we were flipped the field. That was when we hit Gurley on the 80-yard screen after we had on the first play, we went negative one. And then the series before that, we had a, you know, they recovered a fumble for a touchdown when our guard went the wrong way.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
80-yard touchdown pass. How about when you came to New York? You're playing the Giants in week 9.
Yep.
2:40 remaining in the second quarter. Giants got the ball third and 10 at the 14-yard line. Remember what happened?
Giants had the ball?
Yeah.
2:40 left in the second quarter. Tremaine Johnson had an interception.
Bingo.
What is he, a human being or a robot? And who the hell is going to remember that? I don't remember what I had for breakfast. This man is running back multiple years and he's here. What? A freak? That's why they're paying him all that money. And when he retires, that's why he'll get paid even more money to call football on television. And good for him. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Trust me. I thought about every active head coach. I ain't forget nobody. Their names who are close, their names who I considered, their names that I put on and names that I took off. These are my favorite six. It's not to take anything away from anyone else. You can holler at me as well, at JR Sport Brief. Let's hit the phones. Nick is calling from Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, JR? I always respect your opinions, and I know you do due diligence. And I agree with your entire list. And this is not being a homer. I'm just saying, look at the resume. Why would you put Mike Vrabel on that list above John Harbaugh? Look, John Harbaugh took Joe Flacco to the AFC Championship game his rookie year. The first 4 years of Flacco's career, they went to the playoffs and they finally won the Super Bowl in his fourth year. Like, John Harbaugh is a leader of men. He turns around the total identity of the team when they insert Lamar Jackson as the starting quarterback. Guys played for him last year with all the injuries. two-point conversion away from beating Green Bay at home. Every game, I mean, so I just don't understand why you put Vrabel in front of Harbaugh. And I'll hang up and listen for your answer.
Well, thank you, Nick. Appreciate you for calling from Baltimore, because I find Vrabel to be much more shrewd in his decision-making to put his team in a position to win. And it is a much, as I talked about LaFleur, it's a smaller sample size because Harbaugh has been coaching for the better part now almost 15 years. Vrabel just got to the party in 2018. But as I said, we can go ahead and talk about resumes, and I could think about a Super Bowl victory and the quarterback that he worked with and the transition and all of the winning seasons. And I don't think he's had more than, what, two losing seasons? And that includes the one just this past season when Lamar Jackson went down. But I think all things considered, I can look at Harbaugh and say, you going to tell that offensive coordinator to switch things up? Are you always going to be ridiculously aggressive and take your team away from a chance to win? I can look at some things that Mike Vrabel has done since he's became coach, and I said, wow, he's putting his squad in a position to win, and ultimately, I don't think he's had as much talent. Oh, yeah, Derrick Henry might be the best running back in the league. Let's see if he's healthy this whole upcoming season. This is not to take anything away from John Harbaugh. We know he's one of the best coaches in the league. But me personally, if I had my choice, I'd go with Coach Vrabel. 855-212-4CBS. Mark is calling from Texas. Go ahead, Mark.
From Houston, Texas? Well, this is Mark.
Well, I'm glad. Yeah. Well, you in Texas, right?
Yeah, I live in Texas now.
Yeah, it's a big ass place. Well, let's talk about this. Yeah, where were you before Texas?
North Carolina.
Okay. Were you born in North Carolina?
No, I was born in New York State, Binghamton.
Oh, you were born in Binghamton. Okay.
Yeah.
You went from Binghamton to North Carolina. Now you're in Texas.
Yes, sir.
Terrific. What's on your mind, Mark, from everywhere?
Well, I was listening to your top six pick for the Colts right now this preseason, going into the season. And I miss my Giants being up there, but they're still in rebuilding here. And if they ever get to where they're at when Eli Manning threw the interception, oh, man, they'd probably have three rings. But he threw an interception.
Yeah, well, beggars aren't choosers when it comes down to Eli Manning. I think you got to accept what actually happened, which is not too bad.
Yeah. But I agree with your list entirely, because when you were going through before you got to number one, I was thinking the Rams.
Okay.
But I don't know who the head coach is.
Oh, well, Sean McVay.
That's what I got. That's what I guessed right.
Well, thank you, Mark. I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Well, thanks for being on the radio and doing what you do. You're the best DJ here in sports.
Oh, well, thank you, Mark. I appreciate the kind words. I like Mark. Binghamton, North Carolina, Houston. I love Houston. Probably love Houston too much. Rick is calling from Seattle. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that to me, hands down, the best coach is Kyle Shanahan. And it seems to me that Sean McVay is definitely up there, but I would put him at number one because it seems like Kyle Shanahan owns McVay, seeing as that the Niners have beat him. And I'll just leave it at that. I wanted to say something about Bill Belichick, but that may be for another time.
Okay. Well, you said enough. You think he's a cheater and he sucks. And yeah, sure, that's fine too. Cool by me. Lou is calling from Rochester. Oh, another guy from New York. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello, JR. Hard to quarrel with your list. However, like you said, that you may have given honorable mention to Sean McDermott.
Yeah.
I believe he belongs on that list. He's had the Bills in the playoffs 4 out of 5 years of his tenure. They had missed the playoffs 17 consecutive years. And last year, when the division was up for grabs in New England, his team trampled Belichick's team. And in the playoffs in January, same thing happened. They whitewashed.
They blew him out.
Belichick.
Yeah. Well, if it makes you feel any better, Sean McDermott was initially on the list. He was. And then I took him off. And who did I put on? Shanahan.
I understand.
Okay. Well, thank you, Lou.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Robert is calling from San Diego, where it's bright and sunny. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, JR. I'm a new caller, or a new listener, sorry, first-time caller, but you guys got a great show. I thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I just want to let you know I 100% truly agree with your pick for number one. I mean, you couldn't have said it any better. In 2016, as a lifelong Charger fan, I started following a team coach with a 4-12 team with a great defense. And since then, you know, I really like Coach Fisher. I've been following him since I was a kid. But I watched a young man take over this franchise and turn it into a dynasty. And I didn't know too much about him, but I can tell you right now that your list is great, and your number one pick is even better. I just want to let you know, man, I really appreciate you taking my call. And
well, hold on, Robert. Thank you. I got a question for you. You said you're a Chargers fan, right?
Okay. No, let me clarify a little bit. I was a lifelong Chargers fan, 100%.
Was. And they left.
I was. 2016, dealing with the Spanos shenanigans, I would call it. They kind of broke our city's heart a little bit. There's a lot of, you know, details that were going on that I believe, a lot of dishonesty that was going on. So I was kind of left without a team. And this team comes over from St. Louis, great running back, great defense. But, again, they had some holes. And since then, I've been bleeding a different color of blue and gold, a different shade, I would say.
Wow.
And I still got love for my boys, you know, the Chargers. I'm still, you know, in the back, you know, they'll still have a place in my heart, but just seeing what the... Oh.
Uh-oh.
Excuse me.
What was that? Well, that wasn't you, was it?
No, sir. No, sir.
Somebody's rate? Was that a bike? Somebody? Was that Marshawn Lynch?
Might have been Tatis running around here. I'm not
sure.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, Tatis is... Do you cut hair?
I'm sorry?
Do you cut hair?
I do, actually, on the side, not as a job, but I cut all my buddies' hair.
Tatis is getting ringworm from the barbershop in the Dominican. Maybe you can cut his hair next. Forget the bikes.
Yeah, it wasn't me, I promise.
Okay. Well, Robert, I appreciate you, man, and good luck on being a turncoat, man. It worked out for you.
You know, I got to say, I really wanted to stick with them, man, but when you're being told one thing and then, you know, they give them the opportunity. This is a whole another conversation, but as a San Diego, you know, we were just left with a lot of broken hearts that we feel like, you know, had to be filled. And
I understand.
Man,
well, let me put it to you this way. Let me put it to you this way, Robert, and I got to let you go. When
yes,
Justin
sir.
Herbert is hoisting the Vince Lombardi trophy, don't switch your mind up now, okay?
Oh, no, never that. I'll be Rams, wow, blue and gold till
okay.
I die.
All right. Well, thank you, Robert. You call back again anytime, okay?
Thank you so much, sir. Have a good night.
No doubt about it. Okay. Wow. Okay. All right. Hey, Shep, he's sticking to his guns right there, man. He's like, he went from the Chargers to the Rams, and he ain't switching.
I'm just, man, with all the car accidents these days and all the unfortunate passing of people dying in these accidents, man, I'm just glad Robert's okay.
Well, yeah, that thing went, whatever went zooming, it went zooming by him at
a
high
speed. Man. My heart stopped.
What, listening to him?
I mean, the conversation was compelling, but then that motorcycle, my God.
Maybe the motorcycle, what is the speed limit for a motorcycle? I don't know. What are you, not supposed to go 65, 70, depending on the road?
I don't know. Maybe we should ask Henry Winkler.
Well, the Fonz?
Yes.
Was there ever footage of him, like, really going on that sucker?
No, we'd have to get, you know, even Evel Knievel's son. Because I don't think Evel Knievel's still with us. I know his son's still around, though.
Evel Knievel's son is doing stunts too?
I'm almost positive that Evel Knievel's son did what Evel Knievel does, but he did it obviously more recently. Yeah.
Oh man, Evel, yes. Knievel. Oh man, Evel Knievel. We're throwing it back here, Chef.
I try to, man, you know?
Yeah, I hear that. Hey, listen, one of our callers just brought up Sean McDermott. And we did. We had him on the list. And I took him off. And one of the best wide receivers that Buffalo has ever seen, Andre Reed. Now, we spoke to Andre Reed here on the show before as well. He talked about Coach McDermott and his leadership. He did it on the Raw Room YouTube channel. Listen.
The head coach, Sean McDermott, we had a meeting with him 4 years ago when he got hired. Me, Thurman, Bruce, Jim, Tasker, all the greats of the 90s, he called us personally and wanted to have a dinner meeting with us in Buffalo to talk about how did you guys do that? How did you keep everybody together up here? How did you keep everybody get up here? And he has changed. Too. He has changed the culture of that team in 4 years.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And not only getting the quarterback, but going into free agency, getting the receiver they need. And every team does this, but again, you can put all that in a pot and stir it up, and if they don't have the right ingredients, they ain't gonna taste good.
Yeah.
And they got the right ingredients, offensively, defensively. They got 5 Pro Bowlers, probably the most they've had in 10 years.
I'm talking about ingredients and food tasting good made me hungry. I'm gonna take a break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I will leave these phone lines open. It's 855-212-4CBS. I'll get to more of your calls on the other side. And then, surprisingly, we had 2 baseball teams in New York that did something interesting. They won a game in interesting fashion. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, first time caller, I do like your show. I believe it or not, I listen to you guys more than I listen to music. You're actually one of my favorites.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
I was expecting her to say she listens to me more than she listens to her husband. But that's none of my business. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Tonight, we've taken a look at some of the best head coaches in the NFL for this upcoming season. Not handing out any lifetime achievement awards. Not looking at who's done this and who's done that. I think it's a combination of it all. If I have to think about what head coach I would want, it's been a difficult decision. And typically, I would say, hey, give me Bill Belichick at number one, but I'm going with Sean McVay. And if you've missed any moment, any second, any explanation, any of it, you can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. I'm going to get to your calls momentarily. I do want to let you know this. I can't ignore this. The New York Yankees won a baseball game. How about that? Yankees have sucked for the better part of 2 weeks now, maybe even a month. Even though they had the best record in baseball, they're still damn good. Hey, Josh Donaldson hit a walk-off grand slam. The Yankees beat the Rays in 10-8-7. And then meanwhile, here in Georgia, between the Braves and the Mets, it's like every day they're bringing up some type of new rookie or rookies getting a contract or whatever the case might be. Tonight, not too far away from me here at Truist Field, the New York Mets beat the Braves after a rain delay. The final score, 9-7. Brett Beatty. Yeah, you don't know who this guy is because he just got called up by the New York Mets. He hit a two-run home run in his first at-bat. Good for him. Pat yourself on the back. And also congratulations at the same time to Mike Harris. This man plays center field for the Braves, and they just gave him a new contract. The Braves are handing out money. They are locking their guys up young. They're like, damn it, I don't care if the market says you're going to get paid $400 million in 5 years. We're just going to give you 50. I'm being a jerk, but that's pretty much what the Braves are doing. They're shrewd. It's wild as hell. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Shabazz calling from Iowa. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah, how's it going, JR? Long-time listener, first-time caller. I have to recant my answer. I thought it was all time, but I guess it's not all time. For the upcoming season, I'll have to say Doug Peterson. I think he's really going to turn that Jacksonville team around. They may not make the playoffs, but I think he's definitely going to turn that team around.
Yeah, I give him credit. It's Peterson, and we'll see what he does. He's won a Super Bowl. He's with Trevor Lawrence, and good for Trevor Lawrence. He deserves better than Urban Meyer. Scott is calling from Massachusetts. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yo, what's going on, man? Listen, you're putting Belichick at number two. I don't understand why you're doing that. What's going on here, man?
Well, did you hear the explanation?
But it was a bad explanation. Now, listen, when you do in any new season, because you're talking about this upcoming season right now in September, right?
No, I'm talking about the new upcoming season in in August.
Well, in any upcoming season, what you're looking at is you're looking at a head coach that is proven to be great in any of the prior seasons. And Belichick is, maybe last season wasn't very good for the Patriots. But listen, Belichick has proven himself for the past 20 or so years and stuff. So that's the guy you go with. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I go further than that. And I would venture to say that you didn't hear my full explanation because I don't think you would have said what you just said. And thank you, Scott, for calling from Massachusetts. I love the guy. I also said it's not a lifetime achievement award. I said that typically I would have had him at number one. I love what McVay is doing. I don't think you lose anything. Yeah, Bill Belichick will be the greatest coach of all time until he's not. Wes is calling from Cleveland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, thanks, man. So for this upcoming season, no lifetime achievement, but I do want to give some historical reference. I have a front row seat to what's going on right here with this, with the questions, scrutiny, and all the stuff that's going on. And my head coach is just keeps everything stable and sane and smart. This guy has a gift for saying nothing but telling everyone everything's okay. I can't imagine the pressure that guy is aging like President Obama during his term, that with all this stuff going on, and yet he is still just really a good head coach. So if I'm going to pick any coach in the league to lead me into a season, I'm taking Coach Kevin Stefanski. This guy is the real deal. I'm just saying.
Well, thank you, Wes. That's very, very fannish of you. I appreciate it.
But it's true.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's not true, but you're saying it because you're a fan of the team. I mean, we got 31 other head coaches. You're going with your hometown guy. Nothing wrong with that.
Well, but on the other, I wouldn't choose another team's coach to do what he's doing.
Okay.
You know, he's trying to prepare two teams. He's trying to prepare a team that might be, Jacoby Brissett led for 12 weeks, and then he's trying to prepare another team that might be 5 weeks of Deshaun Watson, maybe.
We know. Well,
the guy is speaks team all the time. You ask him about his quarterback, he says, well, the whole room is really working hard. Okay. The whole room. He gives credit to everybody.
Right.
You ask him about his defensive line, and he says, yeah, you know, they're all putting in good work, and they're all doing a good job. And the middle of that line is going to come true. He just always picks everybody up. He always just makes us all feel good here. This is the only stabilizing factor for us in Cleveland. It's because Kevin Stefanski makes us all feel good. That's all I got. Bye.
You don't have to tell me anything else. If he makes you feel good, that's all that matters. That's the most important thing. Who wants to feel bad? People want to feel good. I want to feel good. I feel damn good. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side. And oh, my goodness, there was an injury in Milwaukee. And he wasn't even a Brewer. He wasn't even a Dodger. He was a reporter. I want to share this with you on the other side as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. You're my favorite national host. You always have an interesting perspective on everything.
Thanks. Is that a nice way of calling me crazy?
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We got a lot of callers here as we continue to talk about NFL coaches, who's the best coach, who would you choose, who would you select to lead your squad going into this upcoming season. But I did mention this, and it is, when somebody gets hurt, it's not hilarious, but they were laughing at it, so I'm going to laugh too. And it was hilarious. It was funny. Here's the deal. The Dodgers are beating up on everybody, and they've been in Milwaukee. A couple hours ago, they beat the Brewers. The final score was 2-1. I know they're dealing with a lot of injuries to their pitching staff, but the Dodgers are just whooping ass. And so when everything is having fun, when everybody's having fun, even the television crew can get in on it as well. And so Spectrum Sportsnet LA has Nomar Garciaparra on the broadcast. Joe Davis is there as well on the broadcast. And then I'm probably going to mispronounce his name. You'll hear it momentarily. David Vasek, I believe his name is. You know, I think if you've ever seen the Brewers play, they got this slide. This is an embarrassment. What's his name? I think it's Bernie the Brewer. I think that's his name. And for all my friends in Milwaukee, if I'm wrong, then sue me. But they have Bernie the Brewer. He's the mascot. And this man goes down a slide. And so for days, David of Sportsnet in Spectrum in Los Angeles, he's visiting. He's like, I want to go down this slide. Well, he went down the slide. And I don't know how an adult can go down a slide, but he's not obviously wearing the padding that Bernie is. And he bust his ass. I want you to take a listen to this. And this is only funny because he laughed at it. I want you to pay close attention, and I want you to listen out for the thud. Listen.
David Vasse has been talking for 3 days about going down the slide here in Milwaukee. I've never heard somebody so excited about doing anything, and David did do it today.
Holy crap! Holy crap! Holy crap!
Oh, no. Okay. First, I want to report that he's okay. Dave.
Hi, guys.
They cut to this man. They said he was okay. He had a cast on his right hand, on his right arm. He fractured his hand and his wrist. Then that thud that you heard, he fractured 6 ribs. And he still stood there and did his job. Hey, Shep, he makes me feel like crap. I'm telling you how much my back hurts. This guy cracked his ribs and has a fractured hand wrist. And he's standing there doing, commentary for the baseball game.
Yeah, but you're the feature player. You're the star. You're the star attraction. He's just a complimentary piece, in fairness.
Oh, well, damn.
I'm not trying to be harsh. I'm just saying.
Well, I guess he is. This man was, not too shabby. He's getting paid to go down a slide.
Sounds like a bit, if you ask me.
You think he's healthy?
I'm not saying he's not healthy. It just seems like a little too funny for someone that really injured themselves. That's just me, though.
He was grabbing. Well, I just like hearing the thud. Can we play that again?
David Vasse has been talking for 3 days about going down the slide here in Milwaukee.
This
I've
is a
never
grown-ass
heard somebody
man
so excited
trying to go down
the slide.
Anything. Listen to this.
David did do it today.
Holy crap! Holy crap! Holy crap!
There it is. That's not fake, Shep. Did you hear that thud? That's not fake. And I actually saw the video. This the first thing he did. He just grabbed his ribs. I don't know, 6 fractured ribs, I wouldn't be at work.
You know what? Let me tell you something, JR.
What?
If I'm that person's spouse, I'm not laughing.
Why?
I just think it's that to me is just irresponsible. I'm not going to lie.
For a grown man to go down a slide?
The way in which he did it, yes. Yes. Was he like asking for like an easy workers' comp situation? Like what's going on right now? Come on.
Hey, listen, if I went down a slide and I was on I can't go down a slide on the radio.
Right.
But if I broke 6 of my ribs and fractured my wrist, you guys wouldn't see me for 2 years.
That's not true, and you know it.
Oh, well.
You are a workaholic in the best way possible. Come on.
Yeah, I'd be working from the bed. Anyway, when's the last time you've been on a slide?
Ah, that's a good question. On a slide? I mean, I have a dog.
Be careful how you answer so here. What are you getting ready to say? What?
I have a dog, so not in a while.
What does having a dog have to do with getting on a slide?
Well, I'm a dog dad, so I'm very responsible and careful with my actions.
Oh.
I'm a 35-year-old grown man. I'm not getting on a slide for the sake of getting on a slide.
I don't have a dog. I ain't getting on no slide.
You're smarter than I am.
Wow. Not even in like a water park. I haven't been to a water park in forever.
Yeah. Wet and Wild. Underrated.
Wet and Wild. Where's that at? Pennsylvania?
It's in Florida.
It's in Florida. Okay. Yes. Yeah, I can't keep up. I haven't. Listen, it's enough walking down the street.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need anything extra. Gavin knows all about it. He's calling from Toronto. Hey, Gavin, when's the last time you've been on a slide?
I'm not going to lie to you. It's been a while since I've been on a slide, but I've had an incident like that before. I'm not going to lie to you. It's not very fun.
You broke your ribs on a slide?
Not exactly, but I rolled over a little bit. I had a tough fall. It's not the most fun experience, I'll tell you that.
Oh, it sucks. Go ahead. What's up?
I was talking about the coaches, and I think my two that I take in the next year first would be Kyle Shanahan. I really like him. I think his offensive mind is crazy. And then next would be Sean McDermott in Buffalo. I think both really good. Both have a great coaching tree. And I think Shanahan in San Francisco with Trey Lance can do something really nice, especially with what he did with Jimmy. And what he can do with Trey is going to be really awesome. And then Sean McDermott, I think him in Buffalo, I think they're taking the AFC this year. I think this is the year. And I really like what McDermott said in Buffalo. Those are my two favorite coaches taking in this year.
Yeah, I am anxious to see what Shanahan will do with Trey Lance. Because Jimmy Garoppolo, he was there when Jimmy came in. They didn't win a damn thing. And then they went on that winning streak. And then Jimmy Garoppolo got a contract. And then Jimmy Garoppolo got hurt. And then he came back. And then they went to a Super Bowl. And then he got hurt again. And now he's hurt. And now they sent his ass out of there and they drafted his replacement. It's pretty hilarious if you ask me. So it's like you want to put all your eggs in this basket. Well, is it going to keep him employed or is he going to have to pay for it? I'm waiting to see what this looks like. D's calling from Georgia. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, man? First time listening. Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I like Sean McVay, number one. But I think you missed one person on your list, and that's Andy Reid.
No, Andy Reid was on the list.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah, but yeah, you got a good list.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, T, for calling from Georgia. Rod is calling from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Rod?
How you guys doing this evening?
Who's guys? Me and Shep? Or who's guys?
I thought it was two guys talking on the show just now.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Yeah, Shep, me and Shep, yeah.
Okay. So I said, how are you guys doing?
Oh, excellent. Anyway. No, but people say guys, and I never know who they're referring to. People talk about the whole audience, but Shep is good. Shep, say hi to Rod.
What's up, Rod? And Rich Herrera's up next, so you can say hi to him, too.
Yeah, so it's three of us. Go ahead, Rod.
Let me give you the quick backdrop before I get to the point, okay? I'm sitting here at home.
Hope it's
and
quick.
I'm doing what me and the boys call the three C's.
Uh-oh.
Cognac, Corona, and cigar.
Oh, okay. Whoa. Okay. Okay. Thank you for keeping that safe.
Oh, okay. No, I'm keeping it safe now. Okay. So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So anyway, can I segue to one point before I get to the coaches?
Well, hey, not Rich. Hey, Rod, I got to tell you, man, we're short on time. You got to hit this quick.
Okay.
Man.
Well, then, if that's the case, then I'm going to go to the great philosopher, Ric Flair. To be the man, you got to beat the man. And Sean McVay has not beat the man.
The man may never go back to defend the championship. How about that?
That may be true, but until Sean McVay takes him down, he can't take the number one spot.
Oh, he sure can. This ain't no ass-whooping contest, man. This is pro football.
It is pro football, and I grant you, he got one this year. And as you said, he took Jerk off to the Super Bowl. But he's only won one. And, you know, and sure. The guy that has more than him, he hasn't beaten. So until he does that, I can't put him number one.
Okay. Well, look, I appreciate the logic. I mean, we're going to have to put them in a steel cage match and have Gorilla Monsoon be the referee, okay?
You got it.
Well, thank you, Rod. Appreciate you. All right. Shout out. God bless his soul, Gorilla Monsoon. Tyrone is calling from Atlanta. Go ahead, Ty, quickly.
Hey, what's up, John? How you doing today?
Good.
All right, man. I just want to ask you real quick. What do you think about the Braves this season? You know, we got 4.5 games behind the Mets, and I don't know if we're going to be able to catch up this year, man.
I don't know if they'll catch the Mets, but
they keep losing them.
Yeah, but I don't know if they're going to catch the Mets, but they'll be right back into the playoffs. Let's see what the starting pitching looks like. You can't jump the Mets, you know, every year and win the World Series. So they're good, and the Braves are going to be good for a long time. I wouldn't worry, especially giving away all these damn contracts to young guys. The Braves, man, they some prime hustlers, man. They get these young guys in. They have amazing seasons. They go, well, he's going to be an all-star for the next 10 years, so let's get him on the cheap right now. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. I wouldn't worry too much about the Braves. Don't worry about the Mets. I know that's the rival, and y'all will be whooping each other's ass for the next bunch of games and this year, but Braves will be fine. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's time for me to go. It's time for Shep to go as well. Hey, Shep, we're out of here.
Yes, sir.
We are. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you missed a minute or a second of the show, all you have to do is listen on the free Odyssey app. All you have to do is hit rewind. It's that damn simple. But at this moment, at this point, you shouldn't go anywhere or do anything. Because coming up next, in for Amy Lawrence, is Rich Herrera. The JR Sport Re-Show is done, but don't move. You're listening to CBS Sports Radio. I'll be back tomorrow.